Warning. The SCP Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Item number SCP-125. Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. Supports for instances of SCP-125 are kept in padded boxes and covered with a fine nylon mesh that allows vision through, but obscures the surface of the mirror by at least 25%. These supports consist of a polished metallic surface, currently silver-plated brass, with no sharp or irregular edges, which must be smoothed out to prevent rips in the protective mesh. To further prevent incidents, any person entering the room where SCP-125 is located must also wear such a protective mesh over their face. Metal-plated glass mirrors should be avoided for the purpose of containment, as SCP-125 is capable of moving from the glass itself to the metal surface. Any metallic surface in the room must be dulled to prevent reflections. As an additional security measure, the room is kept in darkness and monitored only via infrared and ultraviolet lighting when no experiment is taking place. No mirror or comparably reflective surface, including but not limited to metal case pens, sunglasses, laptop computers, and glass objects, may be allowed in the room outside controlled experiments. SCP-125 may not be photographed or filmed in its unrestrained state. If any personnel on site, and particularly personnel having recently been involved with SCP-125, report seeing black dots, Mobile Task Forces ADA-10 and Chi-7 will be immediately put on standby, and a Level 2 alert for potential containment breach will be declared. Individuals contaminated will undergo Containment Protocol 125B. And may not return to active duty until the instance of SCP-125 affecting their cornea has been rendered completely inert. Description: SCP-125 is an apparently sentient being that can only exist within reflections. At rest and viewed up front, it takes the form of a black circle, 17.2 millimeters in diameter, resting on the reflective surface. Its first anomalous characteristic is that it appears as a perfect circle to any observer, regardless of the surface's angles, bends, and the location of the viewer or viewers. In that regard, it acts more as if it were a sphere in contact with the surface, but lacking any shadow or highlight, and this even where an obstacle, such as containment mesh, makes it clear SCP-125 does not extend beyond the surface it has imprinted to. SCP-125 does not reflect visible light or infrared. When observed in ultraviolet, however,
data expunged.
For unclear reasons, it also emits a minute but measurable and constant amount of X-rays. SCP-125 is capable of movement across the surface it currently exists on. This movement may only occur across a surface uninterrupted by either an angle. The surface must follow a reasonably continuous curve, or a non-reflective area. SCP-125 is incapable of crossing scratches and frosted or etched areas of a surface. In many instances, however, SCP-125 will circumvent these limits by jumping to a reflection to round a corner, or between the separate outer glass and silver surfaces of a metal glass mirror, hence the preference for opaque metallic surfaces for containment purposes. Although capable of moving anywhere along the surface, SCP-125 generally remains immobile in a location near its edges, if any, and if on a surface that has a specific immobile orientation, will usually remain in the lower right corner or its equivalent, even if the item is later moved. Any reflective surface capable of displaying a reasonably accurate reflection of SCP-125 can host it. So far, this has included a wide range of mirror-quality surfaces, glasses, polished or varnished surfaces such as stone and wood, glossy plastic, and even undisturbed pools of liquid or polished nails. When reflected by another surface, SCP-125 is capable of instantly transferring to it. However, SCP-125 cannot survive on or transfer to or away from a surface smaller than its own area, approximately 2.32 square centimeters. Should it be constrained to one, it will rapidly become translucent and disappear completely. The entity has demonstrated a certain level of sentience and even sapience. Despite lacking physical existence, it appears unwilling to be touched directly or otherwise hidden from sight. It will also resist to the best of its abilities any attempt at reducing its freedom of movement, either by jumping to another surface or quickly moving across its current one. It will also flee from perceived threats, even complex ones expressed by speech, demonstrating an understanding of human communication. How it is capable of this, and whether it can or wishes to communicate back, is currently unknown. In its normal state, SCP-125 is completely harmless and incapable of multiplying. It is, however, perfectly capable of moving to a living reflective surface, specifically that of a living animal's cornea. It will, in fact, do everything in its power to do so, indicative of a natural desire. Once it has achieved this, SCP-125 diminishes in size by a factor of 10 to 1.72 millimeters in diameter. While existing on the surface of a living tissue, SCP-125 becomes capable of multiplying and infecting a potentially unlimited number of surfaces, as opposed to merely moving between them. This multiplication occurs within the cornea, rapidly causing the victim to complain of seeing dots. Past this stage, the SCP-125 infestation will rapidly, within 5 to 9 days of initial infection, crowd out the entire tissue, causing the eye to go blind, after which stage the cells of the eye and optic nerve appear to undergo mass apoptosis, causing a non-infectious abscess. Why this occurs has yet to be elucidated. Only after the apoptotic stage has run its course does SCP-125 cease being contagious. No treatment for SCP-125 infestation is known to be effective, beyond keeping the affected eye or eyes tightly covered to prevent further spread, and administration of heavy antibiotics to reduce risk of infection. Outbreaks continue to occur on an irregular basis, suggesting that SCP-125 is either a naturally occurring phenomenon, or that it was spread over much of the planet at some point prior to the beginning of written history. For a list of known past outbreaks of SCP-125, see document SCP-125-Delta.
End of file. The SCP Foundation Database is produced and narrated by Joshua Allen Lindsay, and SCP-125, Contagious Reflection, was written by Agent Cerseus. Support for the database is solely provided by our patrons on Patreon. Please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/the SCP Foundation Database to gain access to exclusive benefits, including bonus content, joke SCPs, merch, the ability to request episodes, and an invite to our private Discord server. If you enjoy the database, consider leaving a rating or review, and stay connected by following any of our social media profiles. Links can be found in the episode description.